Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. With yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check this out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to book us, we're getting slammed right now, friends. Now's the time to do it for the next 3 months. We're going to be in Michigan in about a week and a half here. We're going to be doing about 5 to 6 events there. Then we're going to South Dakota. Then we're coming back to Michigan, and it looks like we're going out to California again. So in between that, if you're on the way, looks like we may be going back to Colorado as well. You can go to Bradley Dean, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and go ahead and check the schedule. That is Bradley Dean's schedule right there for the up-and-coming events, both past and present. So with that said, many people were asking for that, so now it's available, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to Bradley's schedule. Also, if you'd like to subscribe, please go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the Rumble live link, and you can check that out. And we are growing exponentially on that as well, and we thank you for that. But if you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to the right side of the page on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe on the right side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we follow the Christ here, period, because we understand, again, the Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. If you want to call in at any time and test your steel, if you want to go ahead and add something to the discussion, please give us a call again at any time, because this is not just for those that agree with the content, friends. It is also for those that need to be set straight. And if I'm the guy that needs to be set straight, then go ahead and give it a shake. 1-866-582-9933. I want to cover a couple things before we get over to, did I forget to tell you? Yesterday we were talking about preying on children, and when the FBI agents get caught, I had a number of viewers yesterday, a record number of viewers, and interestingly enough, the last 3 minutes of the show, the OBS just completely shut down. I have two screens in front of me right now, and the OBS is what it's a system that actually, and it's a program that actually broadcasts me from my camera to you, so you can see me on social media platforms. Just shut down like that. Never in 17 years of radio has that ever happened. So I'm going to get to some of the things that I didn't get a chance to tell you concerning when the FBI agents get caught, friends, because we need to keep in mind that all of those that have been entrusted or are delegated by powers given unto them by the people of the United States of America should always be questioned. Always question authority. And when we're talking about agencies such as the FBI and the CIA and Homeland Security and the TSA, folks, I hope everybody understands that this is all unconstitutional garbage. All these agencies have been put in place to, as they're sold to us, for our safety and for our good, right? And we find out just the exact opposite after they're established. Again, go back to September 11, 2001. We had something called the Patriot Act. It should have been rightly called the Act of Tyranny. Why? Because look at the agencies that were set up and look at how they were used and are being used against us today. It's not for our safety or security, friends. It's them accumulating and aggrandizing more assumed powers unto themselves to use against their political opposition. And in fact, that's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. So I'm going to get back over to that in just a couple minutes. I want to show you something really quick because I just brought this up yesterday. Keep in mind, I want you again to think from a logical perspective. These are the people Pelosi plans a vote for abortion rights. She wants to make sure that people can still make the choice to murder their own babies, which, in fact, we know that that is not the case in any sense of the word. And by the way, again, if anybody wants to challenge me on this, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Can somebody please show me the law that the government is using to enforce people having the right or giving the people the right to murder the innocent in the womb? Can someone please show me that? 1-866-582-9933. When I'm looking at the Bill of Rights, it tells me in the Fifth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, shall not be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Isn't that interesting that Mrs. Pelosi and the federal government wants you to believe that they are looking out for you? Notice she has a mask on because she's playing political theater here on social media platforms. But what's interesting is she wants to make sure that women have the choice to go ahead and murder babies at will. But again, they're trying to sell you that we're just looking out for your safety by trying to force comply or comply, basically forcing you to comply with their unconstitutional measures when it comes to the experimental injections. Okay, I want you to pay attention to this because I got another point that I want to add to this, line upon line, precept upon precept. They want you to believe that they are looking out for your good, okay? They want you to believe that they are looking out for your good, yet at the same time, most people don't pay attention. They don't put two and two together, okay? They don't pay attention how they condemn it in the North and then promote it in the South. Well, this is what they do all day long. But these are the people that are saying that they're looking out for your health, but she wants to make sure that women still have a choice to murder their babies at will. Put that up against Proverbs 6:17. Put that up against thou shalt not kill. In the hypocrisy going through this whole abortion industry, friends, which is nothing short of mass murder. We're talking about 60 million babies. Isn't it ironic, friends, that she is in agreement with Satanists? Well, what are you talking about? Well, Breitbart just reported, friends, and again, you can't make this up, and how many times have I called Pelosi a witch? Because it's exactly what she is. The Satanic Temple rallies against Texas abortion law. Okay, pro-choicers can now count the Satanic Temple among their list of allies in the fight against the recent anti-abortion laws in Texas. You know what I say, friends? If they're so adamant on making sure that the laws are pulled down to make sure that the innocent in the womb from getting murdered, if they're so adamant about making sure that they can kill at will and at their own choice, then let's pull down the laws that protect them from someone wanting to kill them too. What do you think? I mean, I think that's only right. I'm both with Pelosi, the federal government, Planned Parenthood. Let's just go ahead and pull down the law that protects them from people that want to kill them. Oh, they would say I'm crazy. They would say that I'm a lunatic. They would say that I need to be incarcerated for such a thought. But yet this is what they promote all day, friends. Again, we got to think about the messaging that's taking place in the United States of America. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and
and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hypocrisy just stinks to high heaven here, doesn't it? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Wanted to let you know what's going on over in Canada really quick before we get to the main topic. This prime minister, as they call him, he's a globalist is what he is, friends. He's a part of the plan to establish a global order. He is a sodomite. He is also one that is warring against his own people in Canada. His name is Justin Trudeau. He also worships Allah with the Muslims that he is drawing into his own country. In the masses, many people, by the way, believe that Canada will be a staging point to attack America. We see the Afghanis coming into America even now through the guise of this distraction as to what just took place recently in Afghanistan. And we've been seeing this for a long time. Again, I want to remind everybody, last week we covered the 2009 report from both Anderson Cooper and that of Sean Hannity, which both, by the way, did a fantastic job giving them credit where credit is due. Concerning the 35 jihadi camps in America, that's Sean Hannity, and then talking about how they're calling for jihad in New York, but yet they keep coming into America and they keep drawing them into America, which is perfect judgment. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Also check out verse 63, chapter 28, and I'm talking about the judgments, the curses of God upon a disobedient nation. I want to show you this, friends, because when you look at what's going on over here, he's lucky that that's all it was that of flying gravel. Trudeau facing anti-vaxxer mobs. Notice what they're labeling them, friends. They're trying to create enemies of the state over there in Canada. They're doing it here in America as well, but they're calling them the anti-vaxxer mobs. No, they're the pro-I-want-to-live mob is what they are, and they understand what's going on through the likes of Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and Justin Trudeau and the rest of them, the WHO and the CDC. But again, the mainstream media wants to cast into your mind that the anti-vaxxers are the problems, when in fact, if you look at those that have received these experimental jabs, they're the ones that are throwing off shedding, and they're also the ones that are responsible for this Delta variant that we're being told about now, friends. It's those that have received the experimental jab that are the problem, not those that didn't receive it, right? So anyways, with that said, Justin Trudeau, he's on a campaign run. And interestingly enough, the people are standing up against him. The mobs are. The protesters are. Many of them opposed to the coronavirus vaccinations and public health measures. Boy, that's interesting. It wasn't just too long ago, friends, that we were told that everybody was just going along with it. Do you remember that that was their narrative at the beginning of this pandemic? It all started out again as the masks just wear it for a week or two until this, you know, this curves the virus. And then before you knew it, they were talking about wearing them longer and then mandating the masks, and then we started hearing about vaccinations and voluntary, and then all of a sudden they became mandatory, and then before we knew it, friends, they were talking about vaccine passports. Folks, this happened. This unrolled as quick as it did because it was all pre-planned. It's all pre-planned. Here, I want to check something out really quick. And I was thinking about this earlier, and I want to see how many times it talks about the word conspiracy in the King James Version of the Bible, okay? I just want to see how many times it pops up. Okay, Bible's about verses, it says Bible verses about conspiracies, forgive me, 26 times. 26 times. Wow. And who told you about theories? The mainstream media attempting to give cover to the conspirators, in fact, 26 times. Right, and yet those people that you don't believe have convinced many people to believe that it's theory when it comes to conspiracies, when in fact the Bible is clear when it highlights the fact that there is conspirators 26 times in the Bible. 26 times. Just wanted to make clear that we were all saying the same thing here. But let's go back to this really quick. So we have Justin Trudeau. He is out on the campaign trail, and the anti-vaxxer mobs, those bad, bad people that are sparing their own lives because they see the conspirators for what they are, right? Isaiah 28, verse 18, Jeremiah 11, 9. Read them both when you get a moment. But what's happening, friends? The people are rising up. And he's lucky, to be quite honest with you, friends, that that's all he's gotten thrown at him is that of gravel. Because you can rest assured it's just a matter of time when people start seeing all these people die, which they are beginning to take notice of. I'm starting to see it in circles now, close to my family, to people that I see out there when I'm out and about. And people are beginning to tell me more and more and more and more. I just had a local sheriff not too long ago tell me five members of his family through the in-laws that have taken the jab. He said, not a one of them's here any longer. Okay? And they want to call you anti-vaxxers, right? No, let's call these conspirators for what they are. They're murderers. And it's exactly who they are. Just wait until people start seeing what the likes of a Justin Trudeau or these prime ministers or these global leaders, as they love to be called. Wait until the people start seeing what they're responsible for, because I can almost rest assured, friends, and so can you, it's going to be a lot worse than just that of flying gravel. Now, am I advocating for that? No, I'm advocating that the American people understand that they're the law and deal with every one of these criminals accordingly, because that's exactly what they are criminals. Got a little good news for you on the other side of that. The Defender, Children's Health Defense News and Views, just reported Robert Kennedy Jr., interestingly enough, has taken a stand against these big pharma companies. He's known for suing them on the behalf of children, and not just the children, friends, but also the adults that have taken these experimental jabs. And I'm not even talking about what they call the coronavirus vaccine. I'm talking about previous to this current pandemic, the side effects that they have suffered from. And he has sued many of the pharmaceutical companies for basically for being the responsible party behind the adverse side effects. In many cases, that of death, as we all know, especially with what's going on here now. But look at this. We have New York Health Commissioner repeals mask mandate for unvaxxed after federal lawsuit filed. Now, I want you to listen to me carefully. This is the importance of law right here, okay? because we just seen in New York alone, because they're trying to push everything on the people in New York. Okay, and you can rest assured they're just not going along with it the way the mainstream media would have you believe that they were. It's not true, as you can well see, friends. But look what happened when the law was brought in to these mask mandates in New York. What happened? They immediately repealed them. Why? Because they know what they're doing is illegal. See? Hey, folks, before pulling down laws, why don't you ask the question as to why they were put up in the first place? It's like what I was talking about earlier with Pelosi. And look at the irony between Pelosi and the Satanists calling for the same thing. We want a free hand at killing. Isn't it interesting? Your federal government's the one that's leading that charge in agreement with Satanists. See, they want to remove the law. But wait a second. Let's remove the law that protects you from people that want to kill you. All of a sudden, they begin to think in a different way, right? Because it's a law unto themselves, Galatians 6:7. And once you begin to put that into perspective, all of a sudden it exposes the intent or the crime itself, Romans 3:20. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. So I guess what I'm trying to say here, friends, the importance of law is the law in the United States of America is there to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, period. To condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. What happens when we get a group of people that actually make reference to the law stopping and repealing these mask mandates? Well, they're victorious. And those that were advocating these unconstitutional edicts, what's the first thing that they did? They repealed them. Why? Because they know that they're going to lose in court. Why? Because they understand that they're the ones violating and transgressing that law. That's why. Because there is nothing to do with law or reference to law when it comes to your said representatives in implementing that which is unlawful. What happened, friends? Here's a little good news for you folks out there. New York Health Commissioner repeals mask mandate for unvaxxed after the federal lawsuit filed. And you can rest assured, friends, there's already lawsuits. They're raining down all over the country right now concerning the airlines, the big corporations, the medical industry, all those companies and corporations, those fascist corporations in the United States of America that are given a free hand. They're testing their steel right now by telling people either you get the experimental jab that's never been approved. Yes, you heard me. It's September 7th, 2021, and they never have been approved. They're not on the market. You've been scammed again by the same cunning and ill-devised men, friends. Ephesians 4:14. Okay? It's never been approved. Let me say it again. It's never been approved, so quit acting like it is, especially those people that are acting out what they say they don't believe again to the mainstream media. You hypocrites is what you are, Romans 1:18. But again, I want to make the point that what happens when you stand up, friends? You win. You win every single time. Every single time. Now, what I'm going to do when I get back on the other side of this break, friends, is we are going to get over to preying on the children when the FBI agents get caught. I didn't get an opportunity to share the second part of that because it's interesting, not only when the FBI agents get caught, but did you know that they're also responsible for creating a program called Operation Pacifier? And you know what that is? They set people up, namely their political opposition, and they append pornography to their sites. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A White House official says 75% of adults have gotten at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. That comes out to more than 190 million Americans. The Biden administration's COVID-19 data director tweeting, just over 680,000 people were newly vaccinated over the Labor Day weekend. According to the State Department, four more Americans have been evacuated from Afghanistan. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls joins Fox News and says evacuations for Americans who want to leave must be a priority.
The State Department and the Defense Department should be working hand in glove with these organizations in a public-private partnership about getting the job done. They should be focused on mission and getting Americans out.
USA Radio News. President Biden is assessing storm damages in New Jersey. During an event with state and local leaders, Biden saying the state really took a hit. Remnants of Hurricane Ida prompted deadly flooding in the Northeast. Meantime, without proof, President Biden says every part of the country is getting socked with extreme weather. The Secretary of State is spending some time in the Middle East. Next week, he'll be testifying before the Senate.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify in front of Congress next week about the U.S.'s withdrawal from Afghanistan. Blinken is set to appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on September 14th, the first of what is expected to be a number of administration officials to appear before Congress to answer questions about the withdrawal and evacuation of American citizens and Afghan allies from the country. Committee Chairman Senator Robert Menendez has said in a statement that there were policy execution and intelligence failures associated with the withdrawal and its aftermath. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival. And our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Paying attention to social media comments. You ready for this one? I just showed you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, to the right side of the page, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page, also before it's news. Top left side of the page, before it's news.com. And I just showed you the Defender. New York Health Commissioner repeals mask mandate for unvaxxed after federal lawsuit filed. By the way, you just heard some more propaganda during the break about how now we just jumped from 40% of the people in this country to now 75% over the weekend concerning those that received their experimental jabs. Baloney, bull feathers, hogwash, friends. Baloney. They want you to believe that everybody's going along with it. No, they are not. Then why the forced compliance measures? If that's true, if everybody's just going along with it, then why the forced compliance measures? Nope, they want you to believe that you're the only one standing there in opposition to them. It's what dictators have done in the past, and it's exactly what they're doing today. But it's already being done. I want to show you the spirit of un-American people. Let me say it again. I want to show you the spirit of un-American people, okay, that do not deserve the freedoms that they have. Folks, cowards did not establish this republic, and cowards will not preserve it, okay? But we have Mary saying, it doesn't matter. We have no way to overturn this. Hey, Mary, it's already being overturned. Why? Because there's people that understand the law, okay? She says, we have no way to overturn this. She goes on. We have to get it or lose our jobs. Well, guess what? If you take it, you probably got a good, probably a pretty good chance that you're not going to have a job anyways. Just like that of our friends concerning Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You have all the information that you need. If you take the shot, or the jab as they call it, and you suffer from side effects, adverse side effects, you're all on your own. You can't even go after these vaccination pharmaceutical companies because they've indemnified themselves, or so they would have you believe. So when you take it, you're all on your own, okay? But she's trying to say, we need to listen to these tyrants. We have to listen to these tyrants, because if we don't listen to these tyrants, we're going to lose our jobs. We have children to feed and live paycheck to paycheck. Well, guess what, Mary? So do a lot of other people that are standing up and refusing and defying tyranny that you're willing to accept. Do you know how un-American that is? As a matter of fact, Mary, what you need to do is you need to take the flag off of your little post, because you are not American, and don't act like you are, because what you're advocating for is giving strength to tyranny to continuously assail more people because they take on the mindset that you have. There's 330 million people in this country, and you're talking about you don't have no choice but to do it? Really? Is that what the law says? Hey, Mary, 1-866-582-9933, show me the law that they're making reference to in forcing you to take a shot. I want you to make reference to the law that those tyrants that you're submitting to are making reference to make sure that you get an experimental jab. I want to see it. 1-866-582-9933. And rest assured, Mary's going to do nothing but give strength to the enemy and do nothing more than complain about the problem. And before you know it, she'll probably even take the experimental jab. She'll suffer some side effect, adverse side effect from the experimental jab. And then she's going to throw her hands up in the air and say, why didn't anybody tell me? Why didn't anybody tell me about this? Oh, I've said it for 18, or I'm going on 13, 14, 15, 16 months now. I've been warning the American people about what's going on here. There's no truth in any of this propaganda concerning the plandemic. Zero. And they can't prove it. The burden of proof is on them, not on you, period. Period. There is no law. Can't make it any more clear than that, friends. I really can't. There is no law. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Show me the law. Okay? I'm looking for the law. Now let's get over to this. I got the lines lighting up right now. And I'm going to go ahead and take Cody from Illinois really quick. I didn't plan this, but we're going to do it before we get to our main topic. Cody, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, good afternoon. You know, for all those doubters out there that we're supposed to be free, Article 1 of the Illinois Bill of Rights says all men are by nature free and independent and have certain inherent and inalienable rights. So, you know, if you don't know what it means to be free and independent, then I guess they'll take the jab.
I guess so. But when people make excuses in such a fashion, Cody, I mean, they're taking it from the media. And then what do? Is they parrot the media. And then they act like what the media said was law, when in fact what they're doing is skirting the law. Everything they've done up to this point has been unlawful. They've been exposed over and over and over again, even going so far as to censor the doctors that are trying to wake people up concerning this conspiracy in which is taking place. So to me, you know, go ahead.
The Illinois governor, you know, he's trying to mandate it for like healthcare workers, you know, and people that are not even under his purview necessarily. So if anybody in Illinois is listening, you know, Bill of Rights of Illinois side, you know, is on our side. So need to do something with this guy. I don't know.
Amen. Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. We got Maria calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Maria?
Oh, it's Marla.
Marla, yeah, I am sorry. Sure.
No problem. Big question. You know, you're talking about employers and requirements of taking this injection. Well, I'm employed by a company that's probably going to mandate it, which I would force them to fire me. But the question I have that they stated in a memo over the weekend is that they also are requiring for your employment that you divulge your vaccination status.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is still experimental, even if it wasn't, they claim the HIPAA laws do not protect us from giving them that information because, of course, it's for the good of the company and the safety of the employee.
Yeah.
Do they have that right to do so?
Absolutely. Nobody has a right to break the law, ma'am. Nope. And here's what I want to lay to their candor, Marla. You need to go back to your employer and you ask them the question, I want you to make reference to the law that gives you the right. I want to see where the delegated authority is concerning our said representatives to give you the right to force me to do something that has a very good chance of hurting or even killing me in the process of doing so. And when they can do that, then you're on a different playing field. But the bottom line is they're not going to make reference to a law. What they're doing right now is hiding behind crime, and they are hiding behind corrupt representatives that are helping this pandemic along. The fact of the matter is, Marla, if you just take the time to go over to Health Impact News, it's got so much information over there because we've got Nuremberg Code, we've got HIPAA laws, we've got OSHA. Isn't it interesting now how all these laws protecting us from tyranny, now all of a sudden they're not applicable because the tyrants want to just go ahead and ride roughshod over the top of those laws because it doesn't fit their narrative. Every flag should be going up in America and within the American people today. And what's more amazing to me than that, Marla, is the fact that the American people, I know that there's a lot of people that are awake now that weren't awake even a month ago, but the fact of the matter is how the American people are sitting back and waiting for them to set the next narrative just blows me away to no end. These people need to be lawfully dealt with. They need to be prosecuted according to the law that they are violating themselves even now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm glad you made that comment. I did tell an employee that asked me about what my plans were to do with this, and I did tell him that I don't think they stand on, it's not lawful them for them to require me to divulge that status. And
absolutely not.
I was looking around today, and I didn't find it. So he asked me what my plan is, and we have a meeting coming up with the president and CEO next week. We do this biweekly. I usually submit questions to them about this. What they do is they usually block them or don't answer them. And in this case, I was going to request that they find for me in the HIPAA law the documentation that specifically states that, yes, they can require me to provide my vaccination status because my employment could hinge on it, which my coworker asked, what would you do? And I said I would force them to fire me.
Yep.
So is that, then you're saying in Health Impact News, then there is a resource I could find out about the HIPAA law?
Yeah, it's all over the place out there. Also, go to the Frontline Doctors. That's another outlet. Go to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and there is a whole plethora of individuals out there right now sharing with you the law itself and showing you and exposing who is committing the transgressions here because it is federal government and state governments at every level that are, again, trying to ride roughshod over the top of the laws that stand to protect us against them. So, yeah, there's nothing lawful about what these people are doing. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the death rate concerning these experimental jabs, I think we can stop right there because enough has been said. This should have been stopped long ago. We have the same repeat criminals like Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, the WHO. I mean, look at these people. Look at the CDC. They're under investigation. And before we know it, back in 2015, they were being exposed by one of their CEOs. They were supposed to fall to an investigation. And 5 years later, all of a sudden, our said representatives have succumbed to something called basically succumb to that of the CDC and the WHO and other versions of what they want to give authority to illegally. And the fact of the matter is it's unconstitutional. And again, if the American people don't know the difference, they're going to always do whatever you let them get away with. And that's what they're doing, Marla.
It is. And I know there's a lot of people there that they're probably going to. Yes. Well, I'm not one of them, but I do appreciate your answer, and
yeah.
I will look and resource again. I did go to Frontline Doctor. I saw that they had some legal area in there that you could answer some questions and submit some well, health, you might say.
Yeah.
So I will check that out again.
Hang on a second. I'm also going over to Kelly Shackelford. He is from First Liberty Institute. You can go on his website and you can download a packet that basically takes it to your employer and says, oh, no, you don't. It's First Liberty Institute. It's called First Liberty Institute. Kelly Shackelford's law offices.
Okay.
And go ahead and check those out. And I hope I helped in saving your job, ma'am. And by the way, if they decide to fire you, then bring a lawsuit against them. That's what you need to do. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
We are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which form the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, you guys are making it your show for sure. Let me do this, and I will get over to the phone calls. By the way, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday, I had covered preying on the children when the FBI agents get caught. And then we highlighted the FBI agent arrested for crimes against children. He was the special agent David Harris, 51, who was tasked with investigating crimes against children, including child pornography. And he is incarcerated in Louisiana and is facing charges of indecency with a child and crimes against nature and sexual battery. By the way, over and over and over again, we see the same cycle. We found the same thing in that of the Boy Scouts, the very one that was talking about how we have the safest vetting system. Douglas Smith, as a matter of fact, was his name. He was the one that was overseeing protecting the kids. Well, they ended up busting him for tens of thousands of images of child pornography. He is now in federal prison. And it's interesting, friends, that when you hear these people, it reminds me of Mitch McConnell. He's Mr. Anti-Drugger himself, right? Well, guess what? He is a known trafficker of cocaine. cocaine, and he's been busted doing it, but of course they're protecting their own, and the fact of the matter is, Americans, we need to quit allowing them to protect their own because they're committing crimes against us, and they're making a living off of the stupidities of the American people that tolerate them on so many different levels. So with that said, we highlighted that in making this quick because I want to get to the phone calls. This is your radio show. But the top FBI official in charge of crimes against children is arrested and incarcerated for sex crimes against children. Well, what I also wanted to highlight, friends, was this on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and this was written by morning show host from the sonsoflibertyradio.com, Tim Brown, where there's an affidavit where FBI engaged in criminally operating 23 child porn sites. Okay, to entrap, so they could arrest those using them. Okay, the FBI is engaged in criminal activity, entrapping individuals to commit crimes. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we better understand, like I said yesterday before I was cut off by OBS on social media platforms, you better consider the source when it comes to the FBI. Because I can spend hours doing radio programs, friends, highlighting the crimes. Look what happened in, let me just highlight this really quick and we'll take the phone calls. Look what just happened over in the latest incident over in Michigan. Again, I've said this, but for the new listeners, remember when the Supreme Court in Michigan came in and said what Governor Gretchen Whitmer, if you want to call her that, this tyrant over there decided to just go ahead and create executive orders at will. Okay, and they were all struck down by the Supreme Court in stating to the people in Michigan that she has no lawful right or constitutional authority in mandating unconstitutional edicts there. They didn't do it just once, but they did it twice. Well, everybody in Michigan was rejoicing, and then the following weekend, before you knew it, all of a sudden they had the tyrant, Gretchen Whitmer, in the position of being the victim, because just out of nowhere we found that there were many individuals that were responsible for wanting to kidnap that of Gretchen Whitmer. And I knew it stunk to high heaven just right off the bat. It was too convenient. Right when it happened, I said, look at the timing. And sure enough, friends, you can even go on the mainstream media outlets only to find that the FBI was in fact responsible for engineering the whole scenario. The FBI was responsible for engineering the whole scenario, okay? Their whole narrative is falling apart now, friends. And we need to understand that the FBI, there's good guys, there's bad guys. The CIA, there's good guys, there's bad guys. They operate in a compartmentalized fashion in those agencies, but the fact of the matter is they're both unconstitutional, and we can see why they're unconstitutional, because they're acting in such a fashion. And we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree, right, when it comes to many of these agencies. But look what they're doing. They're the modern-day brown shirts. The FBI engaged in criminally operating 23 child porn sites so they could arrest those using them. Well, friends, we also know that they're appending these sites to their political opposition. They're appending these to the sites. And so, in other words, they send it to somebody's email. By the way, before God, and on my mother's grave, and the Holy Ghost bearing witness, I have never seen it in all of my life. I don't plan on ever seeing it a day in my life. But the fact of the matter is, it shows you the mind of these sick-minded criminals that are in these agencies to go ahead and take images of children in sexual acts, and then to append them to people's websites, and if they dare open them, by the way, you got to be careful of that too, if they dare open up the images and they see them, then the FBI will come after them for doing it. See, they entrapped the individual in committing the crime. And again, that's why we have to be careful with these agencies on so many different levels. And by the way, I didn't say everybody's bad over at the FBI. I didn't say everybody's bad over at the CIA. Nope, I know guys in the FBI, and I also know and have a friend that's a former CIA agent, and he's such a good guy that he actually went after the CIA. So good for him. But with that said, friends, I'm going to go ahead and take Denny from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, it's Denny from Indiana, Fort Wayne, Indiana. And, you know, the reason I'm calling, I'm getting I talked to a doctor here at a specialist here at the hospitals in Fort Wayne, And there was 4,000 patients that were called in for the virus, and they were talking about it, and they didn't tell them the facts. There was over 2,000 of them, more than half of them, had already had the virus and had the shots. You know,
okay.
And they didn't tell anybody that. That was all kind of kept silent.
Yeah.
So then when you send something out to the people to let them know about these issues that are coming up, and they tell them that the drugs that they're giving you are dangerous, they come back and say, well, you show me the proof. Show me the proof.
Well, show me the proof that they're good for me. Here's the other thing. Show me the proof that there's a virus. Because even virologists are coming out now, and they're saying that there's absolutely no virus. But if you go over and you pay attention to what's going on over at Health Impact News, I've got it up on social media platforms even now, Denny, and I'm showing the people right now, the military members, dead or crippled from the experimental jabs that they call the COVID shots. Okay?
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is the proof is in the pudding, and all of this fruit is the very fruit that they mean to hide from the American people. That's exactly why we are countering their lies every step of the way.
Yeah, and then they're also trying to make all these kids in our schools here, and the governor, Holcomb, is trying to make all these kids go back and wear a mask again. I said, wait a minute, I thought some of them got the shots.
Yeah.
Why are they going back? What's the purpose of this? And it really is frustrating a lot of people. There's a lot of people that's afraid to say anything. They're afraid they're going to get in trouble. They're afraid they're getting, you know, sued or whatever.
Sued for what?
Yeah, so I said to them, what do you think? How can they sue you? You know, where's HIPAA at? I thought HIPAA was supposed to cover you.
Yeah,
you have the right to hold that.
Yeah, let them sue you, and then what's going to happen in court? It's probably not going to fare very well when you bring in the fruit of these experimental jabs that they're trying to hide from the American people. By the way, Denny,
yeah.
I have up online right now the young lives gone or destroyed by the experimental jabs up on social media platforms as well. 16-year-old dead, 12-year-old blood clots, neurological 18-year-old. You got another 17-year-old girl. She's got blood clots, heart inflammation, dead 18 years old, blood clot, 17
yep.
years old. This is just a handful. This is the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the damage concerning these experimental jabs. And here's the question that I have for the American people that are just going ahead and allowing this to go on because they're afraid they might get sued. I'm curious, who's going to be responsible? Who's held responsible for the crimes against these children? But this is the same country as well, Denny, that has continuously, day after day, turned their heads the other way when 3,000 to 4,000 babies were being murdered every day, too. So I guess I got to kind of consider the source, right?
Yep, definitely.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, appreciate you taking the call. I really appreciate it.
Yep, appreciate you, Denny. Thank you very much. We got Dan calling from Ohio. What say you, my friend? You got about a minute and a half, and I'll give it all to you, Dan.
Okay. Hey, why are Americans afraid to stand up for their beliefs? Just say no. And you don't have to explain anything. You have your right. You were talking about the Gretchen Whitmer thing. You know, I wanted to talk about this, but, you know, the whole idea is they're acting like citizen's arrest would be illegal because, you know, Gretchen Whitmer should have been arrested for violating the citizens of Michigan's rights, but that was never addressed.
100 times, Dan. 100 times. You're exactly right. 100 times.
And the last comment I want to make is that, and I know you'll get a kick out of this, but, you know, I have all my friends. They're constantly calling these Republicans rhinos. And I told my buddy, I said, you know, 90% of these Republicans you call rhinos. I said, maybe the Republicans aren't who you think they are.
Yeah, well, not a one of them stopped it, have they? Not a one of them has stopped it. They talk big, but they do nothing more but to drive more fear and do more fundraisers.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's just about standing up. You know, a good friend of mine, another friend, the school that his kids go to, they told him there would be no mask, and then the day of class, it got to wear a mask.
Well, I would say no mask anyways. The manufacturers themselves, Dan, tell you they don't work, so why would I wear something that doesn't work? And first of all, again, there is no law. Always appreciate hearing from you, Dan. Folks, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.